It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
You hear this? Drums? Swinging drums? And now I want to hear some bass.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, sorry, man. He has own bass.
That's it.
How about some...
Give me some guitar.
Oh, that's a good one. Darren Copeland Experience loves guitar. There you are. Sometimes you just gotta dance. Loosen up. This is stretching, right?
Oh, is that what's going on? Is it time for a impromptu dance?
No, do you know this? Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is?
What is
it? Let me tell you what this is. Move your skinny legs there, Big Fuzz. Do you know what this is?
What is this?
I'll tell you what this is.
Is this soul?
This is soul. I probably should have yelled at myself. I'm so sorry. Alex! What are you doing?
Crying out loud.
That's actually you yelling at Alex. He's
Alex!
A good guy. Don't yell at him. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
That's on you. You messed that one up.
How did I mess that one up?
It looked like when you did your arm, it looked like you were cutting it.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Is that on tape?
No.
No one saw it.
We are going live, but only I saw it and Alex saw it.
And you guys both agree that that's what I did?
Well, it felt like that to me, yes. It was kind of a vague arm movement. It looked like you were trying to end it.
I have vague arm movements. I'm so sorry.
I was shaking my skinny legs over here.
I know. I'm sorry. I know you don't like to talk about them. I was actually trying to tweet something out. I'm at Malahide Sports right now, live right now. Me and... Big Fuzz, we'll give that hashtag, Big Fuzz.
We're not live now. My phone just died.
What? How is your phone? Listen, how does your phone die every time you come in here,
well,
man?
Well, because I use it all day during the day, and then I usually come right here.
We'll get a charger, man.
I have one in my car. I should go get it at some
point.
It's
just not the right place for it, guy.
Plug it in. Maybe at halftime I'll go get it.
At halftime?
Yeah.
Halftime. Okay, I'm calling. See, now you just got me screwed up. I'm calling you Big Fizz, and I'm being Big Fuzz. Dang it, I'm having some problems here, man.
Well,
here's what the problem is. Okay, all right, I will type this in a second. So during the break, Big Fuzz and I were having a discussion about what to call Nikolai Jokic. Jokic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Your nickname for him is what?
The Joker. I like it. I like the Joker.
Who calls him the Joker?
I call him the Joker.
Just you?
No, I don't think so. I think the guy on the play-by-play calls him the Joker. Hastings calls him the Jokester.
The Jokester?
The Jokester.
Okay.
But the play-by-play guy calls him the Joker.
No, Nicky Jokes, man. Nicky Jokes is better.
And you tell them what... So when I said, "Oh, it sounds like the Joker," you said,
"I said
oh.
he sound." I mean, I don't like. I don't know. I just don't like that he's the Batman. I see him just wearing like makeup. I don't know. See this weird, stupid thing. I don't know.
No, what you said was, "No, that makes him sound evil." I like Nicky Jokes. Nicky Jokes makes him sound like a member of the mafia. To which I replied, "And how is the mafia not evil?"
Not the evil mafia. You know, the nice mafia.
There's no nice mafia.
Yeah, there is.
Nicky Jokes. Sounds like somebody from like Guys and Dolls.
Hey, yo, Nicky Jokes. Beautiful. I mean, but he is. I'd like that one better. I just know. Hey, Nicky Jokes from Deep. Bada boom, bada bing. Right? Hey, how about that? Right?
Yes, to appease the large Italian audience here in Denver.
Danilo Gallinari is already appeasing the large Denver audience over here.
Nicky Jokes just sounds so mobbed up. The Joker sounds like the Joker's got style. Like, hey man, it's the Joker.
It's
he's
just,
got style.
It's
he's
just,
he's a criminal. He will cut you through the heart. He will kill you dead.
I mean, you have to understand for me. It's just I haven't watched basketball, and I'm feeling like I have lost out on something because you know, having been watching Jokic lately, he can do everything. It's crazy.
Well, not only can he do everything, but they have this new kid, Juancho.
Yeah, but they're both rookies. So they're both the same amount of new. In fact, Hernan Gomez is more new because he was drafted first.
But they are both. Having watched more of the Nuggets recently, they're both amazing. Like, they made, whoever is drafting for the Nuggets right now have made some really good decisions.
Well, those are the same people who have made some real, you know, Moutier's not doing very well, and then there's, but you know, Tim Connelly's done an okay job so far. I think that, you know, the trade for Plumlee for me is okay. You know, and what you're seeing right now is you're seeing, you know, I think part of this is just getting a bad egg out of the dang locker room and letting these young kids feel what it's like to have some optimism for a change.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and that's, you know, nothing's, you know, you can talk about, you know, bad eggs, but that you need to be, to play good sports, you need to be optimistic about your team.
Yusuf was not going anywhere with the Nuggets. I mean, that was pretty clear. Once Nikolai started really coming out of it, and like, he should be on the All-Star team.
They could call him Nikolai Tesla because he's electric.
Okay, you know what? I would call him the Tesla.
The Tesla?
I'd call him
the Tesla.
Or just Tesla.
Tesla?
Nikolai.
Nikola
Tesla.
Do you know what we should call him?
What?
Nikola. That would be funny. Every time. Okay, so every time he hits a three.
They should play that over the PA.
Nikola.
That's actually a brilliant idea. I love that.
Get Tim Gelt on the phone. He's not doing anything right now.
We're going to tell him how to make that team better. No, I get it. Yusuf had to go, and you think they're probably going to get rid of Fareed, too, for a similar reason.
I don't know that they're going to get Fareed right now because he's got a big contract. I know they are looking to possibly there's some decision whether you try to trade Gallinari or not. I think that you probably try and trade Wilson Chandler. I think you probably try the reason why I say, and this is just me, this is not me with any inside information, but if it's just me, you know, what you're looking for is you're looking for the two big men who can play inside and let those three outside shooters do their work. And Jokic, you know, I mean, when Fareed is on his game, he's rebounding and getting dunks and that sort of thing and breakouts, but he's not any good in a half court set because you can't run any plays for him. So, well, he's just basically a glorified screener. But so you need, you know, because Jokic is just going to come out and get his shot, so you can just basically cover him because you know he's not going to be outside. Whereas if you have Plumlee, who's a better outside shooter, frankly, all right, at least has some game, and you've shown that Hernan Gomez can shoot it from three, you have guys that are both 6'10", 7 foot tall,
sure,
that can both come out and draw the big men out because they have to respect the long-range jumper that you don't have to respect with Fareed.
So I'm going to – I see what you're saying. And one, you don't get rid of Gallinari. You can't trade him. You don't want to get rid of him. I mean, you could.
Well,
but he shouldn't.
He's going to be a free agent at the end of this year, and he will probably test free agency, is what Tim Connelly said earlier.
I get it. I do. I just don't know that. Well, I don't know what the market is like for him. I think the Nuggets could probably still sign him and stay under the cap and keep all these other young players because they're not paying these young players a ton of money. But with what you're just telling me is you've got Juancho, you've got Gallinari, you've got Nikolai, and then you've got a whole bunch of small, you know, guards and regular forwards and stuff. So who plays your center? Or do you just not play a center position? I think you have to play a center position.
No, I think you play – I think you – well, I mean, your center is Jokic. But the other thing is that Plumlee's more your typical center. Like, he's more of a traditional center.
Right.
Wants to be here rather than not wants to be here, but he's a better passer. So he's a good, one of his strengths is that he is a great passer out of the blocks, which allows him to, for the ball to get in and for him to find the right man on the off thing. So I really think, I'm actually, from what I understand, I'm pleasantly surprised, but, you know, I've been surprised about the Nuggets before. And, you know, I've thought that the Nuggets have had teams that I thought were better than they are. And so I've become jaded on Nuggets.
I am the King Jade of Nuggets. I watch them just because there's still a small sliver of hope in my heart that's buried way deep down inside. But I still know realistically the Nuggets will never, ever, ever win a world championship in the NBA. But they let me watch teams like Golden State, who they're just destroying, and it's fun.
Well,
but see,
I think they can win a world championship,
no,
man.
No.
They can.
No. Never good. You need a superstar player to win a championship, and you're never, ever going to
get... Hey, what is Nicky Jokes? Chop liver or something? What are you, nuts?
He's not a superstar
player. Hey, bada boom, bada bing. That guy can hit it from outside. That guy can hit it. Hey, that guy can hit it from inside. He can dunk. He plays defense.
You're not listening.
Hey.
He's not a superstar player, and the Nuggets will never get and keep a superstar player because no superstar player wants to live in Denver. They all want to be
another city. Hey, easy guy.
They don't.
My God, what are you talking about? Nicky Jokes.
He's not a superstar player.
Hey, how about what do we call him? The Eastern Block. Hey.
That I like.
Nicky Jokes.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.